We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting from the two dots around 15 lines on the bottom. It said in the Brayis Mafnois of Balkarcha that Ivriya, you could be paid to her Balkarchai, sounds like Balkarcha of the Adin, and not Ivri. What are we talking about over here? We know growing Kesef, you could do Balkarcha of the Adin. Why? What's different about Ivriya? Sovra Olamayim Balkarcha of the Adin. It means you go out forcefully from the Adin. So Amalei Bayi, mind you, what is it? It can't be regular growing kesef, because regular growing kesef, Ivri and Ivriya are equal. So it must be, Tekasav Nalei Shtara Admei. You wrote a star, they didn't have money to make growing kesef, so they wrote a star, I'm going to pay you back the money and let me go out. So Gemara is assuming somehow this would work better by Ivriya, because there it says the Pasuk Vehefta, like the Ritva explained, says Vehefta. So you would think that maybe that's the Maila of Ivriya. Ivriya has to give cash for growing kesef. But Ivriya give like a check, give a star on the money. So Frank tomorrow, that can't be. Am I Naket Marganisa Vyode? He's holding a diamond or a pearl, Yavrin Lechaspa, and you're paying him back trying to make him give back the Oma of Ivriya for a piece of paper? Now, I just want to speak out that the Gemara on Daf Tezayim Rav says clearly that Shtar Ademei works, actually, for growing Kesef. The Gemara there says that El Hai Shtar Echidam, Ilim the Kosek Shtar Ademei, Hainu Kesef, the Gemara says Daf Tezayim Rav. So Zok the Rav, but Pashut, they were talking about that he did it Medas. Avad, if the Adon wants, it could be gold growing Kesef. The Gemara's cash is, it can't be done by Karchai. You can't force him to take a check. He wants cash. So like upon him, so what's the Maila over a of Ria? Over a Ivri that was saying she goes out Balkarcha of the Adin. Elam Abai, you know Balkarcha means Balkarcha the Av. We force the father to redeem, if he has money, Rash says, we force the father to redeem his daughter. It doesn't look good for the Mishpacha that the daughter is an Amma of Ria. The father wants to make a few extra cash, a few extra dollars, so he says it makes Amma of Ria Dhamma. We say you have the money, take her back. It's a Begam Mishpacha. And we don't do Balkarcha of the Eved Ivri by Eved Ivri. Why don't we force the Mishpacha to redeem the Eved Ivri because of Gam Mishpacha? The same thing, same Balkarcha. We're saying only Ivri has it. Why don't we do the same thing for Eved Ivri? So tomorrow it's not going to work because Hada Azul Maz Venafsha. He'll go back and sell himself. The Eved Ivri, if you free him, he'll say, okay, no problem. I kept the money. Let me go back and get more money. Frank tomorrow, Hakanami, here was to the father, Hada Azul Maz Venafsha. He's going to go back and sell her. He's going to go back and sell her. So tomorrow, no, Akhtani, and I'm curious for Nishness. The law is, you can't resell Amma Ivriya. So once you pay to her, you're forced to be paid to her, you're not going to be able to resell her because you're not allowed to sell a, like I said in the Bryce here, this Bryce said, Ainim Kiris Nishness, you can't resell Amma Ivriya twice. You can't resell it twice. Now there's a little bit of cash over here that it says that, but everyone understand why it's not worth to force to free him, because he'll resell himself again. Why? Because he's not the one who was paid himself. So he's going to make more money again. But who are forcing the father? Who are forcing to free the Amma Ivriya? We said if the father has money, we force him to do it. So what's the point of him? Where he says, he'll resell it again. He has to force him again to be paid. What's the Gemara's kasha? I'm saying he has to be paid always. Therefore, Tosfos has the kasha. Therefore, Tosfos learns that we're forcing the name of Spacha to be paida, even by the father, even by the Amma Ivriya's case, forcing the name of Spacha to be paida, and that's why the cash of Gemara is. Maybe he'll resell her, because he'll make the money still. And for the Gemara, no, you're not allowed to resell Amma Ivriya twice. That's what we're holding right now.
We're talking about all different cases.
Who is this man the Yomad says, Ainim Keres Nishis? Just clarifying the Brisa over here that Ivriya cannot be sold twice. Who is that? Money Rav Shimoni. It's going to go to Rav Shimoni. Talk to the Brisa. Moicha Adam is Bita Leishus Vashoina. You could sell the daughter Leishus Vashoina, which means Kedushin. You're allowed to make Kabbal Kedushin for your daughter, and let's say she lost a husband before Nasuin, or got divorced before Nasuin, he can Mekadosh her again, and he gets the money. He still has the Rishus over her to Mekadosh her. So, this Bryce says, the Bryce says, did I sell her for Amma Ivriya? And if she went out, let's say, B'yayva, whatever, she could resell her again. She also could marry her off after Shifchus, you still have that Bailas. Tanakhama says, you cannot sell her for Amma Ivriya after Ishus, which means after you did it for Ishus, means even Kedushin, you cannot do afterwards Shifchus. Rav Shimon Aimer, different. Because Shem Shein Odom Moichas Bitul Shifchus Achi Ishus, just like you can't sell for Shifchus Achi Ishus, Kach in odom moiches bitel shivchos achas shivchos. You also can't do shivchos achas shivchos. So we said money are brises Rav Shimoni. Now the Gemara explain the beer hadvarim. What's found Rav Shimon? What's found in Tana Kama? Bring in none of machlokes. Pluk the tanya tanoi. Tanya looked at a brisa. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says that in Ra b'inei adonai shlo yada vehefta la'am nochri lo yimsho lamachro bevigdei ba. You can't sell her again because bevigdei ba. You can't sell the isha, your daughter again, because bevigdei ba. What does bevigdei ba mean? So machlekes. The time I went to the brisa. Bevigdei ba, which kivin shapir talisa alaha, which means you married her off, even for erisin shloshim talis shuv erishay lemaychra. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. You cannot sell her anymore. That's a pasuk. Pasuk bevigdei ba loshim beged, and loyim shalemachra bevigdei ba. You can't sell. So Rabbi Akiva holds the what? That after Ishus, you can't sell her. But Shivchas Achas Shivchas, you could. You don't makar not. Vigdava means Ishus. So you're allowed to do, you're allowed to Shivchas Achas Shivchas, but you can't do Shivchas Achas Ishus. Did Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer Bevogdeba, which means when you started up with her. Kivan Shabogadba, once you start up with her, which means by selling her for Eved, for Amma, Shuv Ein Rishay Lemaycher, you can't sell her anymore. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, you cannot sell for Shivchas Acha Shivchas. But Shivchas Acha Ishus is allowed. Because he doesn't have that pasuk. No, it's not the pasuk of Bevigdor Loshen Beged. It's for him, it's Bevogdeba. What's the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer saw by Yesh Ein Lemesiris. You go basar the actual way it's written, the pasuk. The pasuk doesn't say a Yud. It doesn't say Bevigdeba, it doesn't say Yud. So it's a Lashon Bevagdeba. So you teach that it means when I started up with her, when I sold it for Amma. Rabbi Kiva saw Yeshem Lemikra. You read it as it's read. It's read Bevigdeba, Lashon Beged. But to say Bevigdeba, Rashi brings down. Lashon by Yosef. So Lashon Bevigdeba, Lashon of it's read in a Lashon of a Beged. So therefore, he holds it means marriage. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Yesh in Lemikra, Yesh in Mosiris. Both are true. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon holds you can't do Shivchas Acha Shivchas because you read it Bevagdeba. And he can't sell for Shivchas Acha Ishus because he reads Bevigdeba. So we have really three shittas. The Tanakh, Rabbi Kiva holds that it's, if you married her off, which is Ishus, you can't do Shivchas. But you could do Shivchas Acha Shivchas. Rabbi Eliezer holds, you Bevogdeba, you can't do Shivchas Acha Shivchas. But you could do Shivchas Acha Ishus. Rabbi Shimon holds, you can't do either one. You can't do Shivchas Acha Ishus, and you can't do Shivchas Acha Shivchas. So before, the bride says, "Ein mekeres v'nishnas." So he said, who is it, Rabbi Shimon? You could have said it's Rabbi Eliezer also. Because Rabbi Eliezer also holds, you can't do Shivchas Acha Shivchas. The Atzma Yosef speaks out. When the Gemara said, money, Rabbi Shimon, the Atzma Yosef could have said it's Rabbi Eliezer. But upon him, those are the shittas here of what you could resell. We still have to remember that for the next Gemara. So tomorrow, right there. Boy, Rabba bar Avua. Yud nesun oisa, erisun oisa. What is Yud? Zog Rashi, a small Rashi. Yud, Rashi is more printed almost to the bottom of narrow lines. Yud Amma La Masoy Avriya, you tell your Amma Avriya, Re At Yudali Bekesem Gazecha. I want you to become my wife with the Kesef of the Kenyan. So does Yud make Erisin or Nesuin, Isa? Nafkamina, what's Nafkamina? Nafkamina, very Nesuin. Le Yarsho, Tamil, Alhaf, Derea. If you're Nesuin, then you can be Yarsho, and Matamatar, if you're Kayin, and Tamei for Derea. If it's only Erisin, you still need a Chuppah. My. So, Shiloh, what's a tzad yud should be nesuin? It's a pella. What's the worst question? Yud should be nesuin. I said, why not? Why should be nesuin? It's a kedushin. Well, what's a tzad should be nesuin? So the Pnei Yeshua asks this question, and the Pnei Yeshua says, we'll say the second one, that because it says in the pasuk that when you do yud, it says, if you take another wife, you shouldn't keep away from the yud wife. What do you mean? The Sheikh Sulaiman only chayav after Nesuin. So it's mashman the psukim somehow that may be Nesuin. Maybe it's Jerez Kosovo. He makes Nesuin. That's the second Pshat. The first Pshat Pnei Yeshua is somehow because the father gave her over. It's like a Mesiris Chuppah. The Gemara's question is Yid Nesuin Oysa, Eris and Oysa. It's a Shaila in the Gemara. Let's bring a Raya. Matt. Tosha Matt. Let's bring a Raya. Bevigdoi Ba. Kivin Shapirish Talisa Aleha. Shuvah and Sherlin Maikra. So this is the Bryce we had on top from Rabbi Kiva. It says, once you've married her off, you cannot sell it anymore. And the Gemara is assuming, since it's in the pasuk of Layim Shalomach Bevigdabaz, in the parasha of Amavriya, we're talking about a Yud. We're probably talking about a Yud over there. And it says, once you did Yud, so now it's like I gave her over for Kedushin, I can't sell her anymore. Kivin Shapir Talisa Allah, Shovin Shalomach Zvinu Layim Zavale. You can't sell her. Hayudim miadle, but you could give her for kedushin again. Yudim miadle means kedushin. I could give her kedushin after that kedushin. V'amris asun oisa, if the yid made nesun already, the halacha is, we know, once your daughter is married when asun, you lose full reshus over here. No reshus anymore. There's no reshus anymore. Kimin denesas, shuvein levi reshuspa. There's no reshus anymore. Like Banadarim, it says, v'neda amona grusha, there's no more, father can't do it anymore. Once she's asun, it's too late. Right. After nesun, it's over. And you can't marry her off anymore. Kimin denesun reshuspa. So must be, that it was yid erisin oisa, because it says over here that you could do ishus ache ishus. Elav shvam no erisin oisa. It's a raya from Rabbi Kiva's case, erisin oisa. Mar says, no.
Where's kibush
erisin oisa? That's, no, erisin means erisin oisa. Kedushin, also kedushin. This means kedushin. Kibush means kedushin as well. It means even kedushin. That's what we're talking about there. It has to be, because nesun wouldn't be a tzad. You can't do anything after nesun. Bnei obeg. Kibush means kedushin. It's a lotion of kedushin. It's talisa. It's a lotion of coming into reshus. You bring her into reshus. You bring her in, it's a part. It's a start of a marriage. Pirzus for sure means erisin. That's not a shayla. That's the Mar's cut. That's the Mar's right here. And saying Mar's assuming it's yield, and it says that it's only erisin because afterwards there's a shayla if you could sell her or you could marry her off. We say you could marry her off. I'll chare not nesun. It's going regular kedushin. Pirzus means regular kedushin doesn't mean at all yield because maybe yield nesun oisa. V'achkama kivin shemosra avia l'mishes chay v'sher kedushin v'inasa. I has been to the pasuk. It means once the avia gave her over, start with a kedushin at least to someone who's going to eventually do sher kedushin v'inasa. Shuv en yachol amaychra. You can't sell anymore, but you could at the, do your own kedushin with her. So of course only erisin, but maybe by yud if it was yud takam and nesun oisa. So it's not a raya from this case. Toshima, we bring another raya. Ain moichra lekroivim. We had this a little bit on Daf Yabez. You're not allowed to sell your omavriya to kroivim that like to her relatives that she's not allowed to marry. Why not? Because it has to be royal yud. So you can't sell it to kroivim. Shem Rabbi Yosef moichra kroivim. You could sell it to kroivim. He argues it doesn't be royal yud. V'shavim, they all agree, Shemoichra amonu kain gadol, or a grusha chutz kain hadid. Even though there it's usher to do yud, because it's amonu kain gadol, or a grusha chutz kain hadid, but akapanim, you, the even though that's usher, it's usher to marry, but since it's typhus kedushin, so it's called a bar yud, because kedushin is typhus, mice. So what's the case? How does a father have a amonu that he is selling for a amma? What's the case? Hai amonu hechidam. Elaim of the Kaddish Nafsha, if she's with Kaddish herself, Amona Karele, it's not called Amona. Ve'ela must be the Kitcha Aviyah. The Aviyah was with Kaddish her. Mi Matsi Mazmala, you're not allowed to sell her. What we learned, Rekiva said, Ve'yar the Meiches Bidil Shivchas Achishas. We just said before, Rekiva holds, Kivish Pierce Talisa loves Shivrin Shalom Meichra. So what's the case of Amona? She couldn't be Kaddish herself because it's not Amona, it doesn't work. I kind of can't be Kaddish herself. Terry says the father was with Kaddish her. The father was with Kaddish her, you can't sell her afterwards. So how are you selling Amona? How in the world are you selling Amona? But any of the meiches bitel shivchas achayishus. V'amar of Amram v'yischa, ha'chav kedusha yiyud. The case was she became almana from kedusha yiyud. V'aliba de Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Yehuda, the amar moyes harishonis la'av kedusha nitnu. Which means like this: the Gemara, if yiyud works, the machlokes is how yiyud works. If yiyud works because of the money the master gave to the father, so if that's how yiyud works. So then, that's like the father accepted kedushin. So then, the father can't, if he does yield, the father cannot resell her afterwards because that's called Bampiris Alisa Elav. But the Zaman Yama holds that Lav be kedushin reshayim nitnu. That the yield is not done with the first money of kedushin, it's done with the avdus that's left. For example, the Omavri has to work it out 2 years. You tell her that you're not going to have to work for 2 years, and with that, I want to mekadosh you. So then, it's nothing to do with the father started the process, but the father never accepted kedushin for her. So then you could resell her. So it must be, that's what Amram is saying, this Bryce of Almana is talking about a case where she married the master, and she became Almana because the master died, but she married the master with the yield. And therefore the father could resell her afterwards as Almana l'kayin gadol. The question is, if Yid was a suin, so it's too late now. Once the master married her, did Yid, it's in a suin. So Zog tomorrow, what, it's better if it's Erisin? And it's better if it's Erisin? But we said, you don't sell Shemaychra. No, we answered that. So what do we answer? Shani Erisin di da, me Erisin da aviyah. That here it's called her Erisin because it's happening later on. So for the Gemara, maybe the suin is different also. Maybe it's Shani Suin di da, me Suin da aviyah. Maybe if she makes a suin herself, the false law is shush. So I said, no, it's not true. Hi, mate. Based on the areas and areas and shiny, that we understand is different because the father was makar on the father that he can't sell after kedushin. But if he didn't do the kedushin, she made the kedushin later on in the avdus. That's then he has just to sell her. El nesuin min nesuin me shiny. There's no difference. The suin is the rice ticket. Then you leave the father's shos. So there's no difference. There's no difference between nesuin and nesuin. So the gemara has rais like this. Marbura rais and mais the areas and areas. Why? What's the case of amana kain gadol? How do you have amana? If you mekayisher, you know we said Rabbi Kiva says you can't do shifchas achayishus. Teretz is it went with kedusha yud. That's the middle of the avdus. So that's not your kedusha, and therefore you can sell her. But if it was an asuin, then it's too late because if you're an asuin, then you don't follow no rishus. The father can't sell her. So it must be eris in oisa. That's the raya. So Rav Moshe just asked Rav Nachman by Yitzchak to Amar Filu Rav Yisrael Yehuda. Rav Nachman Yitzchak holds no man the Amar holds. That's not moyus rishonis kedusha nitnu. He holds, everyone holds that the money by the beginning is the yield. But Rav Nachman is on a field with Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Mois harishayin kushin itnu, even for Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, which we'll see soon later on tomorrow's daf. Even for Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, still mois harishayin kushin itnu, but my moikim law, what's the case of Amana? So Mois is pasha, we should have kept this right away. Mukim law karab Eliezer, the amal is shivchas achas shivchas lumas amazmle. Rabbi Eliezer said, haiches, bevogdei ba. You only can't sell shivchas achas shivchas. Avul shivchas achas ishas matzim azmle. The case of Amana was, you will mekadish your daughter. A regular kedusha only do avdus. You mekadish your daughter. And then her husband died. So he have Amana that you could sell. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds, you could sell for shivchas achas ishas. So that's the case of Amana. A simple case of Amana. You make kedushin. And then you sold it after kedushin. What's the problem? The Gemara's question is, what's the case of Amana Kohen Gadol? What's the case of Amana Kohen Gadol? Want to tell me what the case? So I'll go through the Gemara again. What's the case of Amana Kohen Gadol? Hey, Amana. So Amana now, and she's not kedushin herself. The father here is selling her. What's the case of Amana? So it must be the father gave her over for kedushin. Freight the Gemara. You're now selling ship because Achayishus. That's what the Gemara asks. Where does that have a case? The case was you sold it for avdus, and then there was a yield. And if it's yid, it's not called shivchas achas ishus. Why not? Yid is ishus. Teretz is the kedushin didn't come b'shas demais; it came later on. So the Gemara had a kasha. It should be nesuin oisa. It's a right erisin oisa. So beautiful pshat. Pshat number one is it was yid. The next kasha is the one man the Yama holds. Every yid happens b'shas the mechira. So the father accepted kedushin. So the father accepted kedushin. You back the same kasha. Every yid happens with the money that you do from your buy from the father. The money. That's the money. That's the yid. That's the kedushin. The money, Moyes Rishon Kedushin Itnu means. What? No, it's not worth the work. It's the money. It works the money. So it works the money that you give. The money, the master bought the Amavri with money. That money is for Kedushin. So that money is for Kedushin, you accept the Kedushin. So now, Tshver, what's the case of Amana? And for the Gemara, a very simple tarot. It's going to Rabbi Eliezer holds that you sell for Shifkas Achaish is allowed to be sold. That's a pshat. Why did the Gemara say it's tarot right away? Zog Rashi, Va'ad Hashta Madrinal Ukmed Loik Rabbi Eliezer, I'm Shunda Shamutiyu. We don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. Therefore, we didn't want to do like Rabbi Eliezer. We wanted a Zed sign not like Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer is Shamutiyu, and therefore we wanted a Zed sign like Rabbi Kiva, and that's why we said the other pshat until now.